Now, Troy, sure, I got the message, got the email from you on, because of these cold temperatures, Test Nebraska will not take place tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, we weren't feeling like getting frostbite this week, so we've decided to cancel Test Nebraska for this week. I believe Mark was out there yesterday afternoon doing Test Nebraska. He's going to continue through the month of February, but for our Wednesdays, they're all going to just be weather pending. So for sure, you're not going to see us this week, and you might not see us in another couple weeks, but hopefully it will be nicer by then.
All right, so the latest with Test Nebraska, the ones you've had, how's the attendance been? Have you had big numbers or not?
Way down. We went from doing a couple hundred tests the month before, and then in January we did 24.
So the numbers have gone down. I know I got the release from the Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department just yesterday on the latest numbers for their health district. 9 county district are down as well.
Yeah, definitely going down. I think it's a good thing.
That's terrific news right there. Latest on vaccinations. What can you tell us, anything new on that front?
Well, I sure can, Rich. This is Sharon Conroy.
Hi, Sharon. Good morning. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, you too, big guy. I just kind of wanted just to speak just a little bit with vaccines and availability. Up until about 2 weeks ago, Southwest Public Health Department was only getting 100 vaccines a week, and that was to cover 9 counties. So when you do the math, that's like 10.1 vaccines per county. And they had to actually store up vaccines in order to be able to have enough vaccines to go do a pod or a clinic. So the rollout was kind of slow, and I know that people are wanting the vaccine. But I'm asking for them to please, please, please be patient. We applied to be a distributor of the COVID vaccine so we could vaccinate our staff and EMS and clinics and stuff, and we did that. And so then we agreed to partner with Southwest Public Health. What does that mean? That means we will help them deliver vaccines, but they are ordering the vaccine. It's on their behalf. We are giving it on their behalf. And so last week we got 100 doses in to give to people in the community, and the week prior to that we got 100 doses in. Last evening we got 200 doses in, and we are currently working on a list that we get from Southwest Public Health to get people vaccinated. What I'm asking is for people to please answer their phones when they're home. Our number comes across as a 344. To get 200 people called and do all the screening process, that takes a lot of staff here at Community Hospital, but we are doing it. We feel it's important. It's a community service. We're not charging for this. But if we can't get a hold of you, we will move on to the next person. We will leave a message, but at some point in time, we have to fill those 200 spots so that we know that the vaccine is spent. What I'm going to ask, too, is that people be patient again. Please do not call here wondering why they haven't gotten their vaccine when their neighbor did. We're working on a list. We're doing the best we can. There was upwards to 4,000 people on the list when I first got the list 2 weeks ago. And then if they're not registered, they can't call here to get registered. They have to still go through Southwest Public Health, even though we are giving the vaccines here in a closed clinic or a closed pod. You can't schedule your vaccine with us, nor can you just show up and have a vaccine. I'm seeing really good things from the vaccines, some mild immune responses, but if you didn't get kind of achy and low-grade temp and joints hurting and all those things, I'm thinking that maybe you might not have had a good immune response. So I tell people their first one's going to be probably a walk in the park. We're giving Moderna here. It's a 28-day return, so it's a two-vaccine platform. So what we give on Friday, they'll come back in exactly 28 days, and we're going to redo it again. It's the second dose that really kind of packs a punch, and we're finding that across all populations, both vaccines, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna. So I'm asking those people that are getting those vaccines to make sure that they're hydrating really well, that they're taking Tylenol, and they really don't plan any big trips doctor's appointments for 24 to 48 hours after they get the vaccine, especially on that second one. So I'm telling you what, it about took me out, Rich. We gave vaccines on Tuesday, Wednesday a couple weeks ago, and a third of the staff didn't make it in the next day. But we knew that, and we anticipated that, and we planned for it. So I don't want people to get nervous or scared if they start getting achy and chills and feverish and their joints are hurting. And so you can even get some abdominal pain and some cramping and maybe even some diarrhea with that. We expect that. Take some Tylenol, hydrate. You know, obviously, if you're just miserable and you can't stand it, then we want you to reach out to your provider. And obviously, if you're having an allergic reaction, which typically occur within the first 15 to 30 minutes of receiving your vaccine, and that's why we hold everyone for 15 to 30 minutes once they've gotten their vaccine before we let them go out and about to finish the rest of their day. So I think it's a great thing. Like I said, 24 to 48 hours is a little rough, but you know what? I think I can do that and not get COVID and have all the potential side effects long term down the road from COVID.
I know a lot of folks out there, you know, you hear about it every day, wondering when it's when it's going to open to the public more. Just give it time. In due time, it's going to happen, isn't it?
It will. And, you know, I think that Southwest predictions were probably not until April for the general population. But, you know, Rich, we got 500 doses in our district last week, which was huge because there's other hospitals that are partnering with Southwest Public Health to help get this vaccine out to our community faster. And we're getting, you know, we're doing 200 Friday in 4 hours. That is rocking and rolling. And I think we got a good practice down. So, yeah, more to come, I guess.
Sharon, I was going to ask you if I've heard some in some schools not just schools, but I guess some towns of the actual flu or just a run of kind of the flu bug kind of going around a little bit. Have you heard anything like that?
Yep, I'm seeing it in our staff, too. It's a nasty GI bug, achy, low-grade temp, some really profuse nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and just feeling punk for about 24 hours.
I was wondering about that. I've heard in both adults and some of the kids as well, so I was wondering if there was this kind of a bug going around.
Yeah, and it's a short-term one. We have several staff out sick today. We're just monitoring them to see if we need to move forward on COVID testing, but I had several staff out last week with that very thing that you're talking about, and it's kind of a rocky road. They're pretty sick for about 24 hours with the nausea, vomiting, and low-grade temp, body aches. You just kind of have to write it out to see if you're getting more symptoms that would look like COVID, because right now today, it's really hard to see what COVID's actually presenting like because we've just added so many more symptoms to clinical presentation right now.
Girls, any questions, more information on anything, Tricia and Sharon, we post all that stuff on our website, your website, Facebook page, all those outlets, platforms have information on Test Nebraska for the coming weeks, don't they?
Yes, and I just can't say enough, the community just needs to be patient. We are getting more vaccine into our district now. A lot of it went to the east part of the state because it's much more densely populated. But as they've moved out of their top tier, because we moved out of our top tier pretty quickly, then the rest of the state now is moving on to those second tiers. So I anticipate more vaccine as we go down the next couple of weeks.
And again, no Test Nebraska tomorrow because of the cold temperatures. Tricia, next one is coming up. You still got some ones coming up in February, don't you?
Yep, we do. We'll be back on the 24th. Hopefully it'll be nice and we'll get people in that way. But yeah, we're just going to continue focusing on vaccination. That's going to be our primary here. We're going to probably get away from Test Nebraska eventually and focus more on vaccinating people. I think it's coming to that point where it's going to be more important.